2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hi, this is Eric Hasseltine telling you to hurry. Hurry to Genesis Diamonds right now. The clock is ticking on Genesis Diamonds' amazing finance offer. You have until Sunday to take advantage of the hottest offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. You can get that stunning designer engagement ring starting as low as $67 a month. Or a 3-carat lab-grown center diamond, just $99 a month. It's the smartest, fastest, and best way to buy. But hurry, this incredible offer ends this weekend and will not be extended. Only at Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extension.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Now, it's Jason and John, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios on Memphis' Sports Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get some money, they playing. I told her, take this plan, B, and stop playing. I'm tired of buying jewelry, finna buy some land. They still trying to figure out who I am, who I be. Pillow talking to these thick weed. They say money talk, put diamonds in my teeth. I be Louis down with Jordans on my feet.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Monday to you. I'm breaking news. It's hot. Talk about the heat. But don't act like we haven't been here before. We know how to deal with it. My dad down in Belize asked me how we holding up in this heat. I said, we holding up indoors. I know how to deal with this stuff if you are a Memphis vet. But it is hot outside. We're not going to spend much time other than that on it. Memphis football.
I lost my air today.
Stop playing with them. How about Memphis football and the recruit, the commitment that it got over the weekend? That's big news and something we will certainly be talking about today. We've got a game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Some say, John, game 7 in hockey is as good as it gets in sports. We'll see if John Martin agrees. Got a game 3-2 in the College World Series. Not sure if you're watching, but Vols on the precipice, perhaps. Man, you let him off the hook. Texas A&M. A Memphian is headed to the Paris Olympics. I believe we've got a triathlete and now a decathlete going to the Olympics. And I tell you what, the decathlete I used to cover back in my prep days that John likes to make fun of.
There we go.
This guy was a stud.
Bang, bang, all day.
Joe Burrow got his back out. I'll explain. NBA draft just days away. We're all hyping. Ja Morant was out and about this weekend. Just see him in the camp.
That's
did
right.
You see him with the 650 kids?
Bro,
he
I
looked
did, bro.
Happy.
No question. It was awesome. It was awesome. It got me thinking about next season. Got me hype.
Feels good. Have Ja Morant feeling good.
You didn't even care that I told you when I told you I lost my air today, bro. My air is gone. Casualty of the stifling heat.
Air where?
My house.
You have the most issues with air.
I know. Well,
in that place.
We patched it up.
Feels
the
like
last
it's
time.
Once every summer.
We patched it up last time.
Seasonal change.
Well, it's an old unit, bro. It's from 96.
I thought you replaced the unit.
Well, I have two. You know, you
replaced
had
one of them.
Yeah.
The other one's still old as hell.
Yeah, man, thank you for wiping down the because,
bro, I feel like I have to.
Yeah, because there's a COVID surge right now.
I don't know
now.
If it's COVID, but the germs are out here.
Yeah, but so
CJ tried to give me some this
so
weekend.
So my house is hot, but Memphis football, hotter.
That's a good line.
How about that?
I knew you'd go back because that's a big deal.
That's a big deal, man. I got to figure out my situation with my children in terms of, you know, their comfort, but, you know, that's a third world problem. There's no doubt about
it.
Man,
I hope they're going to be okay now.
They'll
think
be
about
right.
Them without AC in this heat.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough, man. It's a tough.
Got to get them out of the home and get them to a community center.
Well, just go. No, it's not that bad. We'll just go downstairs. we'll sleep in nonny bed that we got downstairs.
That's right. Second unit.
We got the guest bed downstairs. So, listen, a lot to be grateful for today on the show. There's no doubt about it. John Morant's return, one of them. We'll get into all of that today here on the show.
Hello, Pam.
Pam's here.
Pam here. Give yourself a round of applause. Can we do that? Can we give your... You deserve it.
Pam is in the building.
Putting up with us the last several days
Pam.
You deserve all the applause. Producer Pam is here.
Producer Pam!
And we are grateful for that.
Man, so grateful for that. I managed, Jason, you'll be very happy to know this.
Yes.
I got through the weekend without being assaulted. That was a good thing. That was a good... Bro, be...
No.
Be appreciative.
That was for the... I was going to say his name. I thought that was so inappropriate, that tweet at you. I know what you're referring to.
Yes, and usually you don't come my way on those. But
usually I say ignore that stuff. That's right. What we're telling Penny and Ryan Silverfield and everybody else to do, right?
Right.
And so I tell you the same thing, and you're Mr. going around, well, we only focus on the negative.
That's right. That's right.
Right? The brain, you've given us the science on it. So why can't you stick to it? But, you know, I saw that, and I shook my head, man. And I thought about going in, but then you only add to it.
Right.
You know how Twitter is. Freaking cesspool now.
It is.
And folks that used to say that, I used to say, well, you still get your news. It just is. I hate going on now and seeing those kind of responses. Foolishness.
And we're going to get to
because one thing you don't like to do a lot of times is give context. So some listeners may be very confused right now. They have no idea what you're talking about.
Because there's a whole world out there.
Was John threatened? What's going on? What was it about?
So basically, I wouldn't call it a threat. I would call it more of an implication, maybe. There was a gentleman on Twitter who basically said, he tweeted and he added you in there. He said that I'm going to be assaulted for my opinions, basically, that I think Memphis should be in the tournament consistently. Like, that's the gist of what I've said, that Memphis should be in the tournament more than they've been
in the tournament. And that your criticism of Memphis is of Penny Hardaway, and that's one of Memphis's sons, and watch yourself in these streets, was the tone of it.
That I'm going to be...
Come on, man.
I mean, like... I feel like
we're talking about how many times Memphis should be in making a second weekend run, or where Penny Hardaway is and going into year 7 of his tenure. John gonna go out here and get fired on in Memphis. Come on, folks. That's what I'm talking about with Twitter, because that's ridiculous.
Well,
it's not reality.
Well, it's crazy that you would even like think that you have the license to say that to somebody, right? Like, we're not talking about I mean, this is such a trivial thing in the grand scheme of things.
How much air do you give it?
I'm
with you. It was foolish.
No, you're right. I mean, it's not something that like I'm like nervous or worried about.
Don't
but it's
we
just
expect
like,
that on Twitter now, on X now? That's my point.
I guess. So, I mean, I gotta say, it's the first time I've ever like somebody's tried to imply that.
How many times have folks told you though, listening? Oh, you're gonna get your A whooped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A bunch, right? That's when it gets out of hand and foolish and. It certainly did over the weekend with some of the response.
I think I just have to kind of accept it as a gift, the ability to rile folks up like that. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy that that's what we're resorting to now.
Let God fight your battles, John.
Okay. No weapon formed
against
me.
Hand it over to him.
No weapon formed against me.
Hand it over to him.
Shall prosper.
And then anxiety, which was another theme.
I'll get into my
weekend.
Ray Lewis.
Won't get to you.
Yeah. But no, today is about Memphis football and what Ryan Silverfield did. He is going to join us, by the way. Ryan Silverfield is going to join us.
Excellent.
At 12:25, Memphis football coach. And he obviously is not going to be able to talk specifically about the commitment of Antoine Hill. And also, perhaps the future commitment of his teammate, four-star offensive lineman. But we will talk to him in a general sense about the momentum and seizing it and...
About a bunch of transfer portal guys that we talk about that have been signed.
Yes.
And some of those additions.
Exactly.
Like Mario Anderson and Elijah Herring, I believe, that Memphis has released on.
Exactly. And,
to get to with.
How he's able to keep the best players, it seems like, year after year. Memphis is not a program that has been poached very often over the years. And we'll talk to him about, how that's the case and why that's the case.
Especially with Seth.
Yeah. So, anyway, Ryan Silverfield, Memphis football coach, going to join us at 12:25. Looking forward to catching up with him. And then at 1:25, Jason Fitz, old friend Jason Fitz, Fox Sports Radio, Yahoo Sports. He'll join us at 1:25. I want to ask him, talk to him a little bit about the NFL. I did see my man Dan Orlovsky He came out today and he said, one under the radar player to watch who could change the league. Who could change the league.
It's a great tease because I didn't see, usually I see everything Orlovsky does.
If he's healthy.
If he's healthy. Oh, that's Deshaun Watson.
Anthony Richardson.
Stop.
Anthony Richardson.
Any nugget that comes out about
Anthony
that kid, you're going to see it and report it.
Anthony Richardson. Not Deshaun Watson. Not Joe Burrow. But Anthony.
Not Aaron Rodgers.
Not him. Anthony Richardson. How about that? We'll talk about that with Fitz. How about this? How about in the meantime, in between time, you start to look up some Florida highlights. Look up some Anthony Richardson Florida highlights. And just get yourself in the mood, man.
Well, there ain't going to be many of him starting. Let me tell you that. He needs reps, bro. Y'all trying to crown him too early.
Well, that's Rich coming from a Bears fan right now. I mean, come
on. Nobody has crowned Caleb.
Bro, I mean, okay. All right, fair enough.
He's got so much to prove.
Fair enough.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Being the key question for Caleb Williams.
But listen, Pam, I'm hoping that this is going to be doable for you over there. But usually
she's got it.
We start the week off with a segment that we call Cap or No Cap. So let's get it.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now it's Cap.
I'm going to say Cap.
For No Cap.
I'm going to say that's No Cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
All right, let's get it popping. Antoine Hill is Ryan Silverfield's best get yet. Cap or no cap. And this obviously does not just apply to recruiting high school players. This applies to transfer portal, everything like that. Best get yet for Ryan Silverfield.
Well, it's saying a lot if we're including transfer portal because he's had some good ones there, particularly Chandler Martin, who comes back to lead this defense, having come over from East Tennessee State, and looks like he's going to be all everything. I think he made Phil Steele one of his All-America teams. That's how highly Chandler Martin is thought of. Listen, Antoine Hill's a huge get. Four-star quarterback that announced Memphis over the weekend. Picked Memphis over Florida. How awesome is that? Because let's take a step back real quick. There was a day where that wasn't possible.
Absolutely.
Right, unless maybe you had some hometown tie to the guy. You know, pulling this off wasn't possible, beating out an SEC school here for Antoine Hill Jr. So a fantastic get. And as far as John and I are concerned, in terms of highest-rated quarterback that you've gotten out of high school, there's that. Now, he's not the highest-rated overall. I think Deron Johnson back in the day, DB, you know, higher-rated, but highest-rated quarterback. So to get back to the point, you know, and we know why he's coming. He's coming to play. He knows Seth Hennigan's story. He knows that Ryan Silverfield played him his freshman year and has stuck with him, and he hopes that's the case for him, and he's not having to go battle a five-star like he would have at Florida. So we know why he's here. And, yes, the deal with FedEx absolutely matters. Like, what you're able to now, and that's the part about new era for Memphis football, is like what you're able to compete with in terms of having resources NIL to throw at a kid. That's a huge part of this as well. Mm. But let's say it. I mean, this is a huge get. And maybe, obviously, I think clearly the biggest high school get he's ever had. I'm going to go a different way, though. And I'm going to say, and John, you probably can smell me. I've been here before. Because, frankly, I've thought it's one of the, in terms of accomplishments for Ryan Silverfield, so far, it's one of the highest on the list, keeping Seth Hennigan year over year. You know? Yeah. Because let's be real. There's a re-recruitment going on, and no, we don't know who all could have had Seth or what all he was offered to transfer, but it is very rare that you keep a guy of his caliber for 4 years. What are we talking about here? And so, listen, it's Seth Hennigan that's got them, and keeping him that's got them in the place that they're in right now. Look at how that offense bounced back last year. Ryan Silverfield said he had to restore the explosiveness. It was gone. We said he had to do it. He said he had to do it. He did. They were a top 10 offense last year. You're doing that because of your ability to retain Seth Hennigan.
Right.
And so I'm going to say that the biggest is that, and it's a little bit different of an answer, but I'm going to say so far his biggest get has just been keeping Seth Hennigan, because that's what's got you in place now to possibly make the college football playoff, to certainly win your first American Athletic Conference title. It's because you've retained Seth Hennigan. And he's talked about it. You don't want to have to, you know, replace year over year over year. We're seeing that all over college athletics. We see it with the you know, in football, basketball, everything else.
And right.
So having a guy like Antoine Hill Jr. that you can envision playing multiple years from the get-go, is potentially huge. I don't think it's bigger yet than keeping Seth Hennigan. That was a long answer, but I don't know if you're going to be able to respond to that because I laid it all out there, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's too much to put on. You know,
it's a lot to put on the young. Now he may be ready. I mean, he's a big, strong kid.
He might.
Coach said as far as throwing that thing. Now, you know, he's out of Georgia, and you know, they raise him pretty big. They can throw it pretty big out of Georgia. As far as throwing that thing, he's as good as he's seen.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen.
So you don't have to question the arm strength or anything.
I don't know if it'll be his best. I think it is probably his most – it is Memphis's most symbolic, though.
That's very well said, John.
I would say that because, you know, even if you want to argue that it's more of an indictment on Billy Napier, which I'll listen to – people didn't – like, I think the way it was phrased to me is he was going to have the keys at Memphis versus having to work for it at Florida.
Yeah, I mean, the Lagway kid's a five-star.
Yeah.
That would have been set up to be ahead of him by the time this kid gets down there.
But what people are failing to realize in saying that, until recently, right, and we're talking over the history of the Memphis football, until recently, nobody even wanted the keys to Memphis football. It was like when you got the first car – and you're like, I don't want to drive the Buick. You know what I'm saying? You can keep that.
That's what you have.
I had the Altima, but I saw a post on Facebook where a 16-year-old got a Buick for her first car. She was like, I don't even want that. That's how Memphis
these
football used
today.
To be, though.
Yeah, I feel
it. It was like, I can have the keys. I don't want to drive it. I don't want to drive that car. I'll go somewhere else. That's no longer the case.
It's like our citation.
Florida wanted Antoine Hill. Make no mistake about it. They recruited him, and they wanted him. This is not like one of those fake deals where Alabama was like trying to get him as a gray shirt or something. And Memphis beat him outright. Yeah, Memphis had a better situation in the immediate, but this is a recruitment that historically Memphis would have just never been able to even get involved with.
Yes, sir.
And they got involved with it, and they won it. And it's a combination of things, right? It's that Memphis's brand is good. It's that Memphis's NIL is much improved. It's that they have the immediate situation after next year, you would think, with Seth Hennigan. So,
no question.
And credit to Ryan Zimmerfield for getting the job done. I mean, a lot of other schools could have got in there and recruited him. Memphis is not the only school that will have an opening at quarterback next year, right, that will have a chance for somebody to come in and compete for it. So, listen, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, we'll ask him, what we can't really ask him about next year.
Can't ask him directly about.
But, how you handle that and, what do you do in the portal after this season? I know it's kind of like crazy to think that far ahead, but how do you manage that? I'll figure out a way to ask it. But, yes, I think it's definitely the most symbolic for Memphis football that it is indeed a new day. Just with everything they've got, momentum, facilities.
That's well said.
You know what?
Symbolic.
If the on-field results follow.
Emblematic.
Then there's no slowing down. I mean, this is now the time for Silverfield, right? We say it. It's true. He has to win the league this year. There's no better opportunity for him. This is it. This is the best team he's ever had. The defense can't possibly be worse. And your offense.
Exactly. They just need to be alive.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you should be able to get it done.
It should be the best offense he's ever had.
They were top 10 last year.
Right.
Top 10 in the country.
And it should be even better now because you know.
It's actually projected to be by a spot over at SP Plus. It's per, 9 instead of 10.
There you go. So there's really, no excuses for Ryan at this point. I think he knows that. And I'm excited to talk to him at 12:25. All right. Grizzlies fans will be happy. After the draft, we'll just go with Thursday morning. Grizzlies fans will be happy Thursday morning.
Not if it's Cody Williams.
Who did shoot 42% from three, but
I don't know, maybe there's a large faction of the Grizzlies fan base that would be happy with Cody Williams. Not me.
I don't think so.
Not me.
But I will say there was skepticism on Jaren when he got drafted at four, I mean, it's kind of the same
idea. Well, I was one of those guys, and we were wrong. We've said that.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a good pick.
Yeah.
But Cody Williams would bring him up. Obviously, that's who Jonathan Gaboney over at ESPN has in his most recent mock, the Grizzlies taking at 9. I'm hopeful in some way you come out of this with a big, again, whether you're trading the pick, whether you're trading back. I know some have said they're just fine with taking Edie at 9. I'm fine with that if that's what you got to do. Certainly would like to acquire something if I can drop back and get him. And I haven't seen him move from 15 right now. I think that's where Gaboney's got him at Miami. No need to go through all the scenarios. You asked the question, are Grizzlies fans going to be happy? I don't know, John, because, again, here's my answer. I feel like we're expecting move. right? Either move up, which is what excites people, then you get clinging or whatever. That's going to excite people. And but if you don't do that, if you stay at 9, and yeah, maybe somebody falls, whatever. Maybe it's Connect and a few people that love Connect, and including yourself. I'm high on Connect. We're happy, but I think we're coming into this with great expectations of maybe moving up to get a Klingon or moving trading the pick period to go get a Jared Allen or whatever, something big like we've talked about. And so I think there's a big chance here the Grizzlies, what if they stay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if they go low-key playing, take a guy at 9 and you're signing Andre Drummond in the offseason? That could happen. And so I think there's a big chance for disappointment because I think our expectations are high. So I'm going to go that, yes, a great deal of fans will be disappointed. And this draft is so wide open to
right.
You know, just because of that. That's not saying they won't get something useful, even if they get someone not Donovan Klingon. They certainly can do that, but I'm talking about in the immediate reaction. If there's not some big move, I think people will be disappointed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say ultimately we come in here like that.
Yeah.
On Thursday, right? The first day is Wednesday.
I think it's cap. I don't think Grizz fans will be happy. No, I'm with you.
Our expectations so high,
exactly.
Right? We've set them kind of high with
all. Even if they did trade up to get Klingon, I think there would be some.
That's pretty exciting to me. You don't think so?
Well, I think it'd be kind of split. I think some people would be like, you gave up too much. I don't like him as a prospect.
I guess that's possible, depending upon what you gave up. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think there's anything to grow, but it doesn't matter, right? What fans think the next day doesn't matter.
See Jaren, as you
right.
point out.
But. And now fans were right about Zaire. I mean, fans were right about Zaire when they moved up to trade a guy that averaged 10-5 in the Pac-12. You know, and he is just not, we can say it was for this reason or for that reason. You know, it hasn't worked and it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, so something, but that's just the nature of the draft. It's not about fans' opinion being right or wrong. You know, it's about just, it's hard to hit at the 9 spot, at the 10 spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think, you know, really no matter what the Grizz do, I think people are going to be probably cynical about it.
You kind of just set yourself up for the disappointment. Harrington was discussing that this morning with Jeff.
Right.
With everything you discuss, and especially the big ones.
Exactly.
When they don't happen, ultimately,
yes.
Naturally.
But I would say, you know, there's no reason that it has to be, you know, I mean, you got to let the cake bake. I mean, we don't know. We don't know how any of this stuff's going to shake out in 2 years.
Well, and I'll say this, and clearly
but
a lot of other people in that room were wrong with us too. We boo Jaren.
Correct.
I don't think there'll be boos. You know what I'm saying? There won't be that level. Like, people were really down on that at the time.
I mean, it depends. I mean, it depends. If it's somebody if it is Cody Williams, I think there might be.
Boos?
There might be some. There might be a smattering.
Again, I was hoping we'd learned.
Because nobody knows who he is.
Again, that's my point. I certainly have.
Right.
In terms of, I'm not going to get overly heated on these guys. I got some conviction about a few of them, but we don't know, as John said, until they freaking get. I mean, that's just the nature of it.
Exactly.
And so I'm just not going to go to those extremes because I was so. I mean, Jaren taught me a lesson, you know, that whole experience.
Yeah, exactly right.
I was sure that he had not played enough basketball. He was not going to be a guy that, you know, blossomed in the way that he has.
Amen. But again, that's not the nature of fans. They're not going to be.
Now, very few of us are willing to do that, John.
Absolutely.
Hold up our hand when we were wrong.
Absolutely right.
And I know that you use me mostly for that.
Absolutely.
I don't like to do a lot of it yourself.
You set a good example. I think you set a good example.
But we should do that.
I think you.
That's about holding ourselves accountable.
Well, I think you set a good example.
You booed right with me.
I think you set a really good example.
Got the whole thing on video up there on Highland.
I think
that room went crazy.
I was actually okay with Jaren, and I've actually, what's weird is that as its time has gone on, I've been less in on Jaren than it's flipped. You know, I'm not.
Well,
as
you
in.
Were not Chris Herron. Chris Herron did the lone wolf in terms of he liked the.
Yeah,
don't be acting like you were over there now.
I was trying to
rewrite history. Now.
I could see the idea though. I wasn't this is a bad. I don't remember who was available. Who did everybody
want?
I
was checking
time?
My shoes. I had some suede shoes on. My chin strap beard, which I've since cut off.
Right.
It's a bad day.
That's back when we did events and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we were out there hosting that draft party.
We don't do those no more, bro.
Well, they don't want us no more. So, you know, things have changed.
Facts, bro.
COVID came through here.
Well, there's a surge, I know.
Why do you keep talking about a surge?
Because it's true. Oh, everybody wanted the Grizzlies to draft, who was it? Was it Trey? They wanted everybody.
I think so.
They wanted to mess up that deal, so that they could get Luka or whatever, which is interesting. But yeah, if you look at the rest of the draft, the only player that wound up being super, like all-star type level with Shea, and that's it. So, I mean, he actually did pretty damn good with that spot there with Jaren. Anyway, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be happy, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a bad draft.
Right.
To be clear.
Should be said.
All right, Ja Morant is about to put the league back on notice. Pro camp this weekend.
Is that what you're going to base this on?
Well, it's just a. It was just a.
I know. I read Drew's piece.
It was a remarkable turnout.
650.
As Donald Trump would say, 6,500 people were there. It was just. It was as well attended as you would ever.
Man, this debate going to be something else.
It's going to be something else.
Them holding up, you know, through it.
Yeah. Is this a short one?
Might be. I haven't looked into.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, we know about Joe's gaffes.
Now we didn't intend to go here, but we're concerned.
But
there was some of what the footage you sent me over the weekend.
So we know about Joe's gaffes,
of course.
So now
Trump makes fun of him all the time,
right? Donald had an event this weekend where he was talking about water. He was talking about
and dishwashers
and washing machines.
That's what it was.
He was saying you use the water from the washing machine to wash your dishes, and they want to take our water
again.
Who is they? Who is they? Elon says he's going to use recycled wastewater. He's not going to use the aquifer. He said. I don't know. You're right. I mean, it's going to be.
You have to. Do you have to tune in?
It's going to be remarkable television. Now, that's not
where they could go with some of these questions and keeping them locked in and engaged. You know, that's the biggest thing.
It really is.
We'll see.
Like, it's going to be the highest rated debate in American history.
Somebody put it over the weekend. I was watching some politicals that we used to question whether guys were old enough to be, whether they were too young to be the president.
Right. Yeah.
Now we are.
Yeah, we're not in the JFK era anymore.
We're on the other end of it. And especially after, you know, what I saw that you sent me this week. I like how you're monitoring all the
well, it's about
Trump,
that time.
The Trump stop.
It is 2024.
You never send me the Biden stuff.
He's not really doing much right now. He's not doing the public, you know what I'm saying?
Like
his public appearances appropriately are kept minimal. You know, I mean, they are trying to win the election. Anyway.
Well, that's enough right-wing talk from you.
Yeah, absolutely right. Crime! Immigration! Is that good? Ja Morant had the camp, and it was obviously awesome. Tons of fans out there, and sold out, packed out, you know, camp. And it did. It's kind of, you know, so I'll just say no cap. Like, I do. I think that naturally it's his own fault, his own doing. But the league has forgotten a little bit about how special he is. And, again, his fault, his doing. But I do think he will be back soon to remind the league.
Well, let me say this. Because haven't we seen videos of him shooting that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Pulling up little 15-footer and everything else?
Yeah.
But then if you read the story, he's still and Drew Hill's got a piece over the Daily Memphian about it. You had just about everybody over there. But he's saying how he's still sort of 2 weeks away from everything, right, being totally back. And how he hated sort of being a basketball guy who's been away from basketball. So just obviously that he's been somewhat limited, even though we've seen him doing some basketball things. Can I say that at this point still, you know, that being – that you're not full go gives me a little pause. We got plenty of time before October, and there's plenty of time to heal up. But, you know, so key to this, we've talked about it, and it's almost as if it's a given now. Yeah, Ja's going to make good decisions, and he's going to make himself available. But the other part of him being out there is the durability and his body. And so, you know, I would have liked to hear that he's already cleared. You know, to be honest with you, do I think that's going to limit him in terms of what your question is here? He going to bounce back and show the league what it's sort of forgotten, you know, where he is in terms of these the future stars of the league and possible future faces? Yes, I do think that. But I'll be honest with you, man, I'd hoped to hear that he was a full go by now and was already doing that. And I was sort of already leaning based on the sort of the videos we've seen of him, everything he's doing. Listen, there's no reason to think he's going to be held back by this at all, but listen, that's my biggest concern, is the body, you know. Surely, yes, he's going to make wiser decisions as a pro, but can he stay healthy through an 82-game season? And that's whether it's shoulder, whether it's legs or something else. You know, we've seen constant issues. That would be the only thing, John, that I think prevents it from him showing the league, yeah, I'm back.
Right.
And we get them Jatus and things pick up where they sort of left off.
The momentum.
Even though them ones, they're still selling different colorways like crazy.
Yeah.
They must have had 20-something different colorways of those ones.
Yeah, they did a good job. Look, I'm bullish. I'm bullish on Ja. I mean, I've always been a fan of Ja and his game and the passion that he plays with on the court.
But new representation.
But I was a big Ja guy even before that. You know, I mean, how can you not be, honestly? Even whether you're in Memphis or not.
We were just saying sort of a new, there's
but he's part of
it's a new step too in terms of that and rebuilding brand and everything else.
Yeah, it's a new Ja, you know, a new version 2.0, you know.
Hopefully.
And that's part of life. You know, we've watched Ja come in as a, 19-year-old kid and grow into a father and a man. And, you know, that's part of it. You know, I mean, obviously not everybody makes the same mistakes that Ja made. But I've always been sympathetic, you know, to him because, you know, he did not come from a long line of professional athletes. He did not come from a long line of wealth. He did not come, you know, I mean, people forget this. He was discovered because an assistant coach wanted a bag of Doritos from the concession stand at a gym. And he doubled back. And then he saw this kid playing AAU for whoever it was in South Carolina. And he's like, oh my God, who is this kid? It was a Murray State assistant. You know, if that doesn't happen, right, we're talking about Ja, who knows where he would be, right? I mean, I'm sure he would have got a D1, but you know, it's not like this was chosen for him. And so, again, do I wish he wouldn't have, you know, made those decisions? Absolutely. But when it goes from, relatively speaking, 0 to 100 in your life in 10 seconds, bro, you're gonna hit some turbulence, you know? That's just human nature. How do you handle that? How do you, you know what I'm saying? Your life has changed overnight, and it's like when if – And everybody was like going in on T, and like again the same was true for him. It's like everybody was kind of in that. And by the way, I said it then, I'll say it now. T is, you know, Ja's a grown ass man. T cannot tell him what to do. You know, it's Ja's volition. It's his, you know, free will to do and make the decisions that he wants to make, regardless of what T says or advises or whatever. So again, I think he has. I think he's learned. I think he's gotten. I think the the representation could be a big part of that. Like, yo, I want to surround myself with different people, different, like, advisors, you know? Like, that's just part of it.
Here's my other thing. That the experimentation around him is over. That, you're not experimenting at the wing anymore. Because whether it's Marcus Smart or Vince or GG, that's why it's so imperative to me to get this center. Again, maybe it is clinging and he can handle it as a rookie. But to get this done, because Akita, I think, holding up, and I agree with everything you said, but back to the durability thing, is you're not asking as much of him. And so hopefully you've got everything finally set. We've talked about how frustrating it's been that they haven't had all their pieces all together at one time. It's go time now with the 2 years of Jaren's contract. You just hope you're not asking as much of Ja.
Yeah.
In terms of going out there, you ain't got to score 40 because you got weapons all around you.
Yep.
You're hoping you're in that place now. Contender spot, less experimentation, and that can help him as well in terms of staying out there 82 games when you're, he can pick his spots, John. I'm hopeful that you're there now.
Yeah, man, I'm as excited for this Chris season as I have been for any other one, because I think this is finally the time where, you know, you're counted out. You're not really in the top of mind in terms of the NBA, you know.
Even the power rankings got you low.
Conscientious, or however you say it, like you're just not, you know, relevant right now because of all the things that have happened.
Yeah.
But I think this team is between Ja and Bane and Jaren, what he does, and then you start to, we'll see what happens on draft night, right? I don't want to count Marcus Smart before we know he's.
We'll see.
You know, again, who knows what the price is? Then the young guys, like, I definitely am. I'm very bullish on this Grizz team. There's no doubt if they're healthy, I think they're going to be in it there. Really all the way. I see no reason why they can't be. And then finally, Jason, Cap or no cap, you'll be tuned in to sports tonight.
Somewhat, I suppose. What's it,
Wow. What are you going to be watching, the Angel Reese highlights from Saturday?
No, I've told you I've actually watched a little bit of this Stanley Cup. Also watched some College World Series
over the
weekend. Yeah, and I thought Texas A&M was going to put Tennessee away there in game 2, having taken care of them in game 1. They did not. Had a little bit of a pitcher's duel there. And Tennessee got to them late, and they forced this game three. So between the two, I'll probably drop in. I'm not going to sit up here and give you some speech here, man,
okay,
about how great game sevens in hockey are. You know I don't speak to that.
You're a sports radio host, man. It's literally
there are others that will do that. I'm not going to pretend. I mean, I was calling them the Carolina Panthers last week, and it's probably what jinxed these poor Florida Panthers.
That's right.
Because they've given up a 3-0 lead.
Have
they not, John?
They have.
That's what's going on in the Stanley Cup. Is it basically a pick 'em tonight, John?
It is. It is.
That's how tuned in I am. This is exciting. I saw Gary Bettman, the commissioner, on whether it was First Take or one of them, but this is as good as it gets in terms of hockey. And again, you've got a team coming back from an 0-3 deficit. What's my guy's name? Connor McDavid?
Yeah, that's right.
Best player in the world. Go look that up.
Isn't there another guy?
Go look it up.
There's one other. Connor Bedard. There's him and Connor Bedard.
Go look it up.
Yeah.
See, now I have flexed my hockey knowledge. I don't have a pick tonight, but at some point I will drop in, yes,
okay,
on this and probably a College World Series as well.
Yeah.
Are they staggered start? Do we know?
That I do not know.
I bet you I just gave more stat nuggets and everything else than you're going to be able to provide to us right
now.
I already took your pick. I took your betting angle away.
You did.
Took it away.
That was a blow.
I know.
That was a blow. If we're playing Battleship, I lost a big one there.
You better believe it, Chow.
But I believe 196-4 is the record all time for teams that are up 3-0.
This guy's got
and the Stanley
stats.
Cup. So it happens, actually. It's never happened in the NBA, for
right,
example.
Right.
It has happened in the past,
yes,
with hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, look, this is an awesome – whether you like hockey or not, and obviously we do not discuss hockey on this show ever.
Very little.
I mean, again, as Jason said, you know, he thought Bryce Young was going to be in goal.
You want to talk Panthers? Let's talk Bryce Young.
That's right, you know, with a little Jonathan Mingo in there. But, you know, we don't talk hockey. But you're talking about in terms of the intensity
level.
In
yes.
terms of the, you know, the stakes of it.
Yes.
The physicality, not seen since the WNBA finals. Right? That's what they tell me, how physical the WNBA is.
Bro, it is a tough league.
That's just what they say because they smoke so many layups. They're like, the league is so physical.
Angel wasn't smoking a dang thing this weekend. She was making them.
Bro, go look at this. Go look at this video of Caitlin Clark with an absolute dime, bro. She hits her guard in stride through a defender. And, I mean, you can't even – this is what it looks like when me and random friends play pickup. She hits the bottom of the goal, bro. It's like, this is a professional? Come on. That's ridiculous.
I've never seen somebody so concerned with shooting percentages.
I'm not even talking about Angel here. Angel was efficient in that game. She was great.
You Michael Che.
But I'm talking
Michael Che. Isn't that his name? The Saturday Night Live guy?
How,
he does this. You're becoming him. You're beating up the league for missing layups.
Yeah. It's literally the easiest shot in the sport. And they smoke layups all. I watched one game. It was the Liberty and the Fever earlier in the season. And it was a breakaway for somebody from the Liberty. And, dude, she missed the layup. It was literally she was alone. And she missed the layup. I'm like, you know, this is – we should not be sitting here taking layups, you know what I'm saying, like they're low-percentage shots. But in this league, they tend to be, you know. But that's because of the physicality. That's what I'm saying. It's because of the physicality.
Big clobber down there, dude.
Man, it's like you're just like a –
And they're talking ish like the refs and stuff.
Dude.
They told the ref to back off this.
You think
weekend.
You guys think
Let
the NBA is physical? You think the NFL is physical?
No, I'm being
Watch
serious.
WNBA
you're
game.
Not.
No, I'm serious.
You need to have a little bit more respect
Watch
for what, these,
WNBA
women are, what
game.
These women are doing.
I'm telling you, I mean, they are getting battered and bruised and beaten. I mean, it is like hell in a cell. Rage in a cage down there. Elimination chamber. I mean, WrestleMania. Right?
Chicago Sky, we did it. I hear you all the time. When a Fever were up 2-0 in this little thing, you want to come on, you want to talk. It's your first item on a Monday. I don't hear you talking about Caitlin and them going down this weekend, Angel Reese.
Bro, ain't
Where's
nobody.
Where's your energy for it?
Ain't nobody
Keep it the same.
Ain't nobody talking about that. All right?
What? I'm talking about it.
How many people were there?
17,000, I believe. I sent you. And average ticket was over 300.
And do you think
there's a market for it?
And it was not.
And they were talking that stuff,
right?
Not Angel and Caitlin.
It was,
but Angel and the
Nalissa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
And they told the ref back off and let us talk our stuff. I loved it.
It's physical.
Physical league.
It's physical. It's like arena football. You know, it really is crazy. But that's hockey. That's game seven tonight. You know, so that's what you're going to get. It's going to be awesome.
Who you got, man? Just give us a pick.
I'll go Florida Panthers. Everybody wants the Oilers to do it.
Uncle Mo is on the Oilers side.
Uncle Mo is
he's real.
An absentee relative, bro. And y'all just give him a pass.
Uncle Mo is real.
He comes and goes whenever he pleases, you know, and you guys just,
that's what you betting guys say about Uncle Mo.
Uncle Mo is, I mean, that's just not real.
No, he's real.
I know it's hard to think right now, right, that the Florida Panthers can win, but they have some dogs too. Kachuk, same high school as
I have no idea.
Jason Tatum.
Oh, I did see that in some headline.
You are not locked right now.
The two of them were like former teammates on something.
Probably, yeah. I mean, they.
Yeah, I think I saw.
They
a
were
picture friend,
they were on
maybe
on a
they
bus.
Were yeah just on a bus together. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, that is pretty amazing.
That's awesome. What a high school.
What high school is that in St. Louis?
Isn't it what is Chaminade? Is that what it is?
He went to Chaminade. That may be correct, John.
Yeah.
Wow, you've impressed me today somewhat.
Hey, let me leave you with this before we take a break.
What was that? Now, what's that record again on coming back from down on 3?
196-4.
Okay, you actually have that committed to memory. Yeah. You didn't look at the computer for that.
No.
Very impressive.
Let me leave you with this before we go to break.
Please do.
And this is a word to the wise in your daily life. If she don't hawk to her, we don't talk to her.
Inappropriate.
Ryan Serfield is going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about his job over the weekend, how great of a commitment this is. And again, we can't talk about it, the player specifically, but just the momentum that Memphis
is
experiencing. Yeah, that is real. Uncle Mo is definitely with the Memphis football program right now. We'll get to that and more a little bit later in the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM, ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' Sports Station 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
Every day, Bob wakes up at 5 a.m. He gives his kids a kiss on the forehead and heads to the office. As the owner of a small business, Bob, like many business owners today, worries not only about his own family, but his employees' families as well. These days, cash flow is always on his mind. And right now, he needs help, and he needs it fast. The clock is ticking, and he needs funding for new equipment, working capital, or even some expansion. With lending from banks hard to come by, Bob has to think outside the box. Bob discovers Swish Funding, the small business funding platform helping thousands of business owners acquire funding in as little as 24 hours. Whether you need $25,000 or even $2 million, our process takes just minutes. To qualify, you must be in business at least 1 year with monthly revenue of at least $25,000. Swish Funding, helping small businesses like Bob's and yours. Apply today at swishfunding.com. That's S-W-I-S-H funding.com. Terms and conditions apply. Visit swishfunding.com for more details.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. Kia Mount Moriah.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. Four out of five employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 97.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals on everything from technology to print and marketing services. Save more with the new Easy Rewards program.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This group at the real estate agency, you're going to love them. You just are. The housing market is hot, but you want to make the most of this opportunity, right? You want to get the most money for your home so that you can either put it into the next one or, I don't know, you can do whatever you want with your money. You don't have to put it into the next one. You can run off to wherever. You know what I mean? Nice little Bahamas vacation. Up to you. But they're going to get you the most. It's what they do for their customers and their clients every single day. They know how to market. They know how to reach. They know how to stage, make your home look great. Reach out. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
Yep. Wife keeps getting these emails about what our home's worth. She keeps coming to me with them. I keep saying, baby, only Jennifer Carstensen knows what it's truly worth, and that's true. And again, whatever market it's been in, Jennifer Carstensen is going to get you the most money for that home. But you don't have to have a home. To call Jennifer Carstensen at 625-5200 because she specializes in helping first-time home buyers. Actually, she loves it because her way of improving Memphis is lowering rentership, getting you out of that renting situation, rent going up, 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 get you into an ownership situation. So at the very least, she can be a great resource for you, as I like to say. So call her up, 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
Hey, the NBA draft's on Wednesday.
Very exciting.
They've split it up this year.
Yeah, I kind of like now that it's, you know, we'll get this Wednesday instead of Thursday. It feels like it's always a Thursday thing.
Right, so, right.
You know, for us, earlier content.
Mm-hmm.
But happy we're here. How many weeks have we gone on with mm-hmm. scenarios and dream
fake
trades? And, you know, prospects. We like. Who's your conviction on now, John?
Y'all over here playing
you know,
make-believe.
Did you study any more over the weekend, some of these European guys? No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's shaking his head. And I didn't either.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, I'm just zeroed in on a few guys or moving the pick.
Yeah, so I'm going to do the here's what we're going to do. We're going to do
or moving up.
We're going to do the ESPN Analytics mock draft simulator right now. We're going to be the Grizzlies at 9.
Come
all
on,
right?
Come on.
We're going to do the one round here, all right? With the, number one pick, the Atlanta Hawks select Alex Sarr, who did not work out for them.
Right. Gaboni's got him taking Zachary.
With the number two pick, the Wizards select Reed Shepard. With the three pick, this is all from ESPN Analytics, real-time live mock draft that we have participated in as the Grizzlies. At the three, Zachary Risache. At the fourth spot, apparently the Spurs going to run the Twin Towers with Victor Wembanyama and Donovan Kligan. Mm. I mean, that's scary, dude. That is scary if
it
that
is.
Happens.
It is.
Pistons, Buzelis.
Everybody's got them taking Buzelis.
Hornets.
Somebody can come up and take the five spot.
Stephon Castle.
Yeah.
The Trailblazers at 7 select Cody Williams.
Mm.
Did the Spurs have the 8 pick too?
Yes, John.
Wow. So they then select Nikola Topic at 8, which puts us at 9. All right. So who's available for our 9 pick? We have Dawes Connect. We have Rob Dillingham.
Yeah, I was going to say I didn't hear Dillingham's.
We have Devin Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Jaron McCain, Zach Edey, Jacoby Walter. I mean, we're just going to take Connect here, right?
I'm taking Connect there.
All right. We're going to take Connect.
He's available at 9. I'm taking Connect.
That's it. So
got to get the big another way, obviously.
Yeah. ESPN says there's a 46% chance he's available at 7, according to their analytics. I think we're very happy to get Connect at 9. I don't know that we will, but I think we'd be very happy if that happens. In terms of the mock draft,
yeah, Gavone's got him going 6 to the Hornets.
Right, because
you get connected 9, you're doing good.
Yeah, I mean, it all just depends, right? Like, it all just depends on, you know, what the Spurs do, right? He's got them taking Castle at 4, not Klingon. He's got Klingon falling all the way to 7.
Mm-hmm. The floor is 7 for, as his reporting goes, he's not falling below Portland.
Right. So let me ask you this. If he's there at 7, could you not get to 7? I mean, because it's not like the Trailblazers are sold on they have to have Donovan Klingon, right? That they have to have a center. I mean, they're way, 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 way away. So, and plus they have Rob Williams still. So, couldn't you say, "Hey, Portland, we'll trade back 2 spots. We'll throw in a first down the line, maybe an expiring." Why can't we do that?
Oh, you'd have to pick up the phone. I'm with you.
I mean, I think if that would Memphis. Be – if he falls to 7, I think the Grizzlies will trade to 7. I mean, I'd be stunned if they did not. And they would – you know.
I mean, San Antonio would be helping you. You know, a team that they may see is, you know, there's that part of it, that they may not want to help you. They may want to just take Klingon so you don't get him.
At 4?
No, I'm saying if you said if he falls to 7.
Yeah.
If he's at 7 and you're talking about calling Portland, I'm saying San Antonio, I mean Portland. If you're talking about calling them, I mean that is a Western Conference team.
Wow, they're a million years away though, right? I mean they just need to spray the board.
Why would they not want him, first of all?
Well, they need a lot of things, right? They don't just need one guy. Like if they needed like one piece, it'd be different. But it's like you need talent, you need assets.
I would say they need a big. Is what they need.
Don't they have Nurkic? Or no, he's a son now.
They got your boy, the Time Lord, that's all banged up and everything else, and they got a bunch of guards and wings, it feels like, trying to get it figured out up there.
They have Ayton. Forgot.
Bro.
They have Ayton, bro. They're not drafting him. They're not drafting
Klingon. That dude is a coach killer.
He is, but I just feel like they're not drafting Klingon. I'd be shocked. So let's trade up to 7, and let's give them a couple assets.
I mean, if you think that they would do, San Antonio would do Twin Towers, why wouldn't Portland? Those two can play together.
Well, I mean,
they're not the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Portland's front office. I don't know how shrewd they are. I don't know. Like, I just when I think about the Trailblazers, I just think of they just have knees all around. Like they need, you know, they just need as much youth and assets and picks as possible.
Yeah.
So they drop. Klingon ain't going to be the difference between them being competitive next year and not.
I'm just saying. Some people think he could go 1. Some people think he's the best player in the draft, and he's certainly a better rim protector than DeAndre Ayton.
Well, he is that.
And so you would have that piece. You would feel like locked up for years to come. And yes, you're right. They need a lot of pieces, and them trading and acquiring assets makes sense. But you'd be missing out, dude.
But to me, like Cody Williams makes more sense for them at 9.
Oh, I don't believe that goes against the reporting that he's not falling below 7. That there's a clear enough want in terms of what the front office has shown from Portland that they don't think he's dropping below 7. So
right.
If he's there, I think they're taking him. They're not going to leave Memphis to get Klingon at.
All right, so you got to jump to 6 with Charlotte?
That's what it's felt like. Everybody's talked about 3 or 6.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe 5's the spot. Harrington said that's been his spot. Nobody's talking about it, but Detroit.
Yeah.
Would be the team he's calling.
That's interesting.
But nobody's really talked about trying to get to 7. And maybe you're right. Again, I'm with you. You got to make a call.
Right.
If he's there, if you're Memphis, call Portland. But
I think you have
everything we've seen, Portland likes Klingon.
I think you have to really worry about the Spurs at 4 with Klingon because they have 8.
I'm sure. That's why I think this dude's going to come off high. You're not going to have been able to get to got to 3.
You have had to get to 3.
He's going
to
be gone.
Yeah, right. I don't think
there is
the Spurs
no getting him at 6.
Because they know.
I think he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think he's dropping to Portland at 7.
Because, look, the Spurs know, for example, that Detroit's not drafting. And let's say that they want to come away from this draft with Stephon Castle and Klingon. Well, they know that Detroit's not drafting a guard at 5, right?
Yeah.
They know that Charlotte's not drafting a guard at 6. And honestly, they know that Portland's not drafting a guard at 7 with Scoot and Anfernee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're just as happy to go Klingon 4 and then Castle falls them at 8. So that's the issue, you know?
Yeah.
All these teams are stockpiled between 5 and 8 at the guard position. And Stephon's been very clear about what he wants to play in the NBA. Well, he's not playing in front of Cade Cunningham. He's not playing ahead of LaMelo Ball. And he's not playing ahead of the guy they drafted, what, 3rd overall last year in Portland. So I just think that's the issue for the Grizzlies here in terms of where you'd have to be. I mean, I'm not saying it has to happen like that. I'm just saying, like, we're just sort of applying logic here based on what we have. You have to get the 3. You have to go back to Houston if you really, truly want Klingon, you know.
Yeah, and according, I was listening to Harrington. There's been no real reporting about, you know, Houston and Memphis talking.
Right.
Marcus Smart being involved. We saw the one shooting down that the Grizzlies would move off of Marcus Smart. I'm not sure I believe that either. If the right deal's out there,
exactly,
you probably would move. But so believe what you will about
right,
you know, Houston's interest in a Marcus Smart deal at all.
Yeah, so as of today, 2 days out from the draft, Cody Williams is the slot. And this is what they write at ESPN about Cody Williams. Williams has a wide array of suitors in the lottery, with every team in the range of number 6 to number 12 appearing to have interest. Where Williams actually lands could hinge on, to some extent, trade activity in the top 10. But teams have remained intrigued by his upside. Physical profile flashed a strong player early in the season. If the Grizzlies keep this pick, Williams would be an intriguing upside swing as the type of bigger two-way wing their roster presently lacks. He's a late bloomer who will need time to actualize his skill set, but could pay dividends over time as a player who was once viewed by some teams as a candidate for number 1. Grizzlies are also said to be exploring opportunities to trade back from this spot, making this an interesting swing pick in the shape of the lottery. Other options for Memphis, if it stays at this pick, include Topic and Devin Carter. And again, Connect is off the board, Klingon's off the board, Shepard's off the board. All those guys are off the board at this point.
I would rather trade back and get Edie than I would want to stay at 9 and get Cody Williams, who is not ready right now. Grizzlies need help now.
Agreed.
It's about winning right now.
I agree with that.
And he needs time. And that thing, everything you read on him, and everything we've heard about Cody Williams, he's going to need time.
Yeah.
You know, we've been through that.
Absolutely.
It's win now time. And so, again, I'd rather trade back and get Edie, who I do think helps you now. Now, whether that's as a starter or as a role guy off the bench is up for debate, but helps you right now at a position of need. So I'd be all about trading back. If it's Cody Williams or, you know, Connects off the board, I'd rather trade back. Connect, I know, is going to help me right now with that shooting. You know, seasoned guy.
I'm in agreement.
He's 19 years old, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to, you know, we got one of those.
He would be 20 by the time the season starts.
We got a 19-year-old we feel great about right now that can play some wing, some power forward. Got one of those, and we got to win now.
What you don't need is a guy that's going to be young and not be able to play.
Where's he going to play? Yeah. This is a must-win season.
It is.
Seeding is going to matter in the West.
So yeah. I'm with you. Like, you know, I don't want to, like, think too near term.
Rather go back. Or, hell, just take him at 9 if you like him that much. And I've seen him. I mean, why not?
Well,
but if you can acquire assets,
he's not
going to
help
still get
you
Zach
right now.
Edie. No, I'm talking about Zach Edie.
Oh, Edie, I got you.
I'd rather trade back.
No, I'm fine with that.
If you like him,
exactly,
and you know, there's a danger and a risk in going back, and you're not acquiring much in turn for doing so, then just take the man at 9.
Well, you kind of know, like, that, again,
and that's just between Cody Williams or a guy like
sure.
Zach Edie. I'm going Zach Edie every time.
You know, listen, like, you know, the Jazz at 10 are not going to take Zach Edie because they just drafted. They have Walker Kessler. You know that the Bulls are not going to take Zach Edie because they have Vucevic. I guess they did lose Drummond, though. So, I mean, that would be one angle, but I doubt it. I highly doubt it. You know, Oklahoma City's not going to draft Edie. You know, the Kings are not going to draft Edie. You know, the Trailblazers at 14, they could be a candidate if they don't end up getting Klingon. They could be a candidate at 14 to draft Edie for sure. You know, if you drafted back with the Kings at 13, you know, that would probably be a spot. But again, what are you really getting, right? What are you getting to move back?
To move back,
spots?
Right. Might not be worth it.
I mean, it's like you're gambling. that nobody's going to either jump ahead of you.
Everybody's, I mean, Gavoni's had him at 15 for a minute, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just don't know.
Would you say 13? I'd feel pretty good I could get him there.
Yeah, it's like, well, what do you get?
What do I get for dropping back?
You might
four
as well
spots?
Just, like, I control my destiny. I like the player enough. I'll just take him at 9.
Maybe so.
It's not like it's going to materially change what I have to pay him over the next 4 years. I mean, a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, and
much.
You are in a, you know, a salary situation, but yeah. I don't know if it's enough to where you
it matters four spots, bro. Yeah. Like, it ain't the difference between 1 and 5.
Yeah, especially if you're moving on from Kennard.
You know?
You should be fine.